Welcome to the Fit United Radio and Podcast, where each episode we aim to bring you fresh, relevant fitness and health-related news, content, and interviews to help you reach new heights and ultimately become your best and fittest selves. All right, guys, in 3, 2, and 1, let's go.
All right, guys, my name is Kevin. Welcome to episode 5 of the Fit United podcast. Super excited to be back and excited to be creating content for you guys, especially now that it's December and the holidays are upon us. For this episode, I want to introduce you to one of the most important people in my life, my wife, Misha. We had a couple of exciting things happen this past April. We got married, and of course, we now have our almost 8-month-old son, Cruz. So I wanted her to be my first guest, one, because I know she has the patience to deal with me while I tweak my technical gear to the way I want it and work out all the bugs while getting this podcast going, but also because I think it would be great for you guys to get to know her a little bit better. This episode is brought to you by She Who Conquers Personal Training. If you're a woman that wants to get strong as fuck and learn how to execute exercises with proper form, this is where to learn how to do it. It's a no-bullshit brand of personal training both individual clients and high-energy boot camps out of Iron Alley Gym. To learn more about She Who Conquers Personal Training, find out more on Instagram at SheWhoConquersPT and SheWhoConquers.com. All right, guys, let me tell you a little bit about my wife, Misha. She's a Simon Fraser University grad, obtaining a Bachelor of General Studies in Education with a double minor in Curriculum and Instruction and Counseling and Human Development. Say that a few times in a row. She's also BCRP certified as a personal trainer, having her own personal brand, She Who Conquers. She's also a partner in our family-owned gym, Iron Alley Vancouver. She's a mom to our beautiful son, Cruz, the tidiest, most organized person I know, and all in all, the most amazing human being ever. How about that for an introduction? All right, guys, without further ado, here is my interview with the one and only Misha Green. All right, here is my wife, Misha. Hello, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So this is going to be fun. This is our first interview on the podcast, and of course, I wanted to have you on here. So I want to talk to you about mom stuff first, because I think that's kind of first and foremost. What we're dealing with is the family situation.
So the crusty
is what we've decided to call him. Hopefully this nickname doesn't stick around too long. I think it's more of an internal title.
Yeah.
And no one else can call him crusty.
Yeah, just us.
Well, now that you guys know, now that you've heard it, don't go calling Cruzy crusty. Anyway, so crusty's in the background. He's observing right now. He's quiet, so it's good. I think he has some food munching on. So, mommy, I want to talk to you a little bit about being a mom. So now that Cruzy is almost 8 months old, almost as long as you incubated him, what can you tell everyone that's listening about being a mom for the first time and how things have been going?
It's exhausting. I'm tired. I do like 1,000 loads of laundry a day.
That we know.
I always need to shower.
Yeah, so bit of a challenge.
But he's cute.
And that's it. I think it's because he's kind of a cutie.
Mm-hmm.
So it overrides all of this stuff.
Yeah.
But you did laundry a lot anyway beforehand. So it doesn't even, it's pretty much the same thing.
It's different when it's pooey reusable diapers.
That's true. And speaking of reusable diapers, I think we're going to say we're proponents of the reusable diaper thing, because at first it was kind of like, well, it was easier to just throw stuff away, but now it's kind of like, it's just part of the routine. You do laundry and, you know, there's some diapers that we need to stuff with liners and kind of works out. We just do it while watching a show or something like that. So it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, we got to get on that reusable wipe situation.
So how about the puppy situation? So this was something that we talked about when we first decided to get Maverick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we decided to get him maybe when you were about 3 or 4 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So now when you're looking back, do you think it was a good idea?
No, it was not a good idea whatsoever. It's too much.
Yeah, but Maverick's a pretty good dog too, so.
Mm-hmm.
Although he did do something pretty bad last couple days ago. What did he do?
He took my ring box off the counter and chewed it to shreds.
But the good thing is your ring wasn't in it.
Yeah, it was on your finger. I was actually wearing it.
You're actually wearing it for once. I'm just kidding.
I wear it all the time.
Yeah, you do, actually. You do. But we kind of alternate between this and like the silicone rings that we wear.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a handful, obviously, having a puppy and an energetic dog, but then also an energetic baby. But we seem to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say is the hardest about being a mom? Or what's the hardest thing about being a mom?
Doing the things that you want to do. Because I don't do anything that I want to do.
I straight up asked you today. I was like, is there anything you'd like to do today?
And then I was like, no, I don't know. And then like 20 minutes later, I regretted that.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you had the opportunity today to go do what you want to do instead of being here, what would you do?
See, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the challenge.
Sit in my car and take a nap.
Well, you're taking a nap right? Well, you can after this.
Yeah.
You have a nap.
Yeah.
I'll take care of the crusty. How about that?
Alright.
So I guess that's part of it, is figuring out how you can do some stuff for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally get it, and I try my best, I think. Or do I? To let you have your own mummy time to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you managed to sneak out and buy me a gift, I think.
Yeah, I'll buy you a couple.
Oh, snap. You've already ruined my gift for you.
Yes, I did. On accident, though, this time.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But usually it's just because you're so nosy.
Yeah. So. I don't like surprises.
That's true. Speaking of non-surprises, the ring that she's wearing right now was not a surprise. That is because she picked it herself, essentially. All right, so moving on. This is one question I wanted to ask you, because I think when we first found out that we were having a baby, there were opinions coming left, right, and center from everybody, and not all necessarily bad, but just kind of feedback on having been a parent. So for the ladies out there who are thinking about or working on having a baby for the first time, were there some things that you were told about or warned about kind of during your pregnancy that you kind of didn't really materialize, or really it wasn't a big deal?
Labor.
Oh, right. I was there.
It was not a big deal whatsoever for me.
Yeah, and I wonder how the other moms think about that, because I know there's mixed experience. Why wasn't it a big deal, though, from your experience?
Because it was easy. Like, I don't know. I tell everybody that I would do the labor part 100 times over instead of actually being pregnant again.
Just popping the baby out was fine. The whole 9 months prior was you can skip that.
Mm-hmm.
A bit. Fair enough. Well, I guess I could speak to that a little bit, because I was there for the whole thing. And I mean, how long did it last from getting to the hospital and to Cruzy being out in our hands?
8 hours.
8 hours. So, I mean, in relative terms, is that a long time? I'm not sure.
No, it's not a long time.
But the actual pushing part.
Mm-hmm.
How long did that last? Because I think that was the shortest ever. Like, could it be like world record breaking?
An hour and a half.
Okay, well, that's not bad. An hour and a half. Well, what was interesting about our experience was I didn't expect to be so hands on. That was like front and center.
And you chose to look.
That's fair.
And you weren't supposed to.
I know, but that wasn't even it. It was the fact that I was literally holding you, half of you, to allow this to happen, to help you out. So anyway, without it being too much information, point is, it was a pretty hands-on experience, and I think I don't think I would have done it any other way, because now I know the process. Mm-hmm. Visually as well.
God.
I know it well. All right, so you'd say labor is kind of one of the things that wasn't as big of a deal. Was there anything else that you feel like?
The diapers.
Oh, okay.
Because everybody thought that would be like, we'd do it for like a month and then get tired of it. But it's really not that big of a deal.
I was skeptical too, to be honest. But I was like, okay, well, we got them before he was even born, I think. We ordered like the 40 or whatever that we have, 32, 35 diapers, and kind of just bought into it right away. So actually, it's kind of worked out really well. But thanks to you. But what is the new accessory that we have in addition to this diaper process that I think you're pretty stoked about?
It's a diaper sprayer. It's like a bidet for your dirty diapers attached to the toilet. And it like rinses out all the poo and stuff so that you don't have to put it in the washing machine.
Right. So you don't have to throw this completely, you know, covered in poop diaper into the washing machine. But this thing has, like, I don't know how many PSI of pressure, but it's pretty serious stuff. Like, if you put it too high, you're going to get backsplash and poop spray everywhere.
Yeah.
So anyway, in case you're thinking about it, well-recommended product. What is it from Amazon? What's it called?
I don't know.
It's like Ass Blaster or something. Like.
It's it really a diaper sprayer slash bidet.
But the name on the box, I think it was something.
It doesn't say ass sprayer. Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was. No, but anyway,
it was not.
But it was one of the features. It doubles as
a bidet. Yes.
Have not tried that feature quite yet.
Sure.
I haven't. Be sure to let you know, though. I'll give you an update.
Oh, God. On next podcast, episode 6.
I'll give you an update on how that's all going. Fair enough. Okay, so, I mean, labor bit. What about the diapers? Would you say that's kind of the couple major things that were...
Yeah.
The things that weren't as big of a deal as perhaps you were made to believe.
Yeah, surprisingly, we didn't have a lot of opinions.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, it's probably a good thing. I mean, I guess we have good friends that kind of just say, okay, go figure it out yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think I've heard that. I heard that a few times, and I think that's probably the best advice is, like, you'll figure it out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do it your way, because every way of parenting is different. So, which I think I liked. I really appreciated that, to be honest. What about now, raising Cruz as an infant? Are there any misconceptions about the first few months of a baby's life? Things that perhaps were said it was a bigger deal, but may not necessarily be.
Like scheduling every single minute of his life and every nap, and like he needs to nap in the dark and in total silence or whatever. Like that's delays your life. So if you can train them to like sleep in the car, or sleep through a movie when you're at the movie theater or through Cirque du Soleil, like, makes your life a lot easier.
That's so true. I think almost by accident or by the nature of the things that we do, because we're both working at the gym, he's with us all the time, and he's exposed to a lot of noise.
Yeah.
And which helps a lot. Yeah, Troy. So we have a member at our gym, Troy. He's one of the strongest person, at least that I know personally. And the good thing about our gym is that we're okay with a little bit of noise, right? We can bang some plates around or whatever. It's just kind of the nature of powerlifting, right? You don't have to, you know, be so gentle all the time. But anyway, Cruz manages to now sleep through all of that.
Troy's deadlifting.
Troy's deadlifting.
Thursday night.
If you're listening, 6:30. Troy, Thursday night on 6:30, at 6:30, Cruz is able to have his nap despite all of the heavy lifting that's going on at the gym. The cool setup that we have is the office in the back. He can go in there and sleep and whatever. But, I mean, it's not soundproof, obviously. But
no.
He still manages to sleep through it. And I think we're kind of lucky that way. We kind of expose him to noise early. And like you said, he can watch movies and shows and he's okay. Well, except for that one movie that we watched that he was awake for. And I don't blame him.
Hustlers.
I think he had a crush, too. Who do you think it was?
It's J-Lo. J-Lo. It's just like you.
Well, who's my other crush, though? I told you.
Mom, I forget. Oh, that freaking girl from Riverdale.
Yeah. It's okay, because there's no free passes in this relationship, I've been told. But yeah, if you know Lily Reinhart from Riverdale. Mm-hmm. She was in Hustlers, too, but anyway. She was kind of like an extra. She was like kind of a sideshow.
Yeah, sort of.
But yeah. Anyway, so that's that. Being exposed to noise, I think Cruz has adapted pretty well. Let me think. Was there anything else? He's a pretty happy dude, so I think we've been lucky that way so far. You know, we're always smiling around him, so he's always smiling back at us. Although lately, perhaps it's the teething thing. He's maybe up a couple hours in the night. Mm-hmm. Or, well, every couple of hours, but that's only very recently, though. But he's generally been pretty good sleeping and stuff. Okay, a couple of true or false questions I want to ask you.
Sure.
don't pick up a crying baby. Now, is this true or false in terms of affecting his or spoiling a baby? Don't pick him up. True or false?
False. You cannot spoil a baby.
Ah. You cannot spoil a baby. This, okay, based on the research that I did and the research that more credible people have done, this is false. You're right. You really can't spoil a baby because really they're communicating, at least in my view, that they need something.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Although sleep training, we've obviously tried that with Cruz, and he's got to just cry through his, you know, get back to sleep. So that's kind of worked out for us a little bit. What about this one? I thought this was really interesting. A baby's heart rate matches their mom's heart rate within seconds of looking into each other's eyes.
True.
Ooh, two for two. It is true. It is true. And I think that's why when I pick him up in the middle of the night,
he doesn't care.
He's still pissed off.
Yeah.
And he's reaching for you in the dark, even though you're like nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Yes, you guys match each other's heart rates.
Mm-hmm.
So, special bond that I can't break, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Or fortunately, when I really don't want to deal with
them. Yeah, sure.
What about babies that need to be in a routine from day one? I think you kind of alluded to this earlier.
That's true or false?
Okay. And that is correct. That is false. There's no, there's no specific routine that need to be from day one following. I think, I don't know, and I guess in my view anyway, from our experience, we've kind of just gone with the flow and he's adapted. And it's worked well for us because not every day is the same for us, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe it works if, you know, perhaps your schedule is equally regimented, but for us, it's kind of worked out that he adapts to us. He has his nap times, which is what we're working on, and so that he can sleep through the night. But yeah, so far, so good. Okay, let's switch gears a little bit. How did we come up with the name Cruz? Because this is a very, very interesting story.
It's not. It's not at all. Okay, we're looking at a list when we were in the States having lunch. And we said, that's cool. Okay, let's name him Cruz. Done.
It is a pretty cool name. And it's one syllable, first of all. We've turned into two syllables because this is what we do. And I didn't realize this, but David Beckham also has a son named Cruz. But we only realized that after the fact.
Yeah.
So. All right. What else have I got for you? Okay. So how about this? What would you say to other women out there who are either pregnant with a baby and trying to finish school or already have kids and are thinking of going back to school? Because this is something that you managed to pull off pretty seamlessly. I think, anyway.
If you're trying to finish, then just finish because you probably won't go back to it after the fact.
Right.
And if you want to go back, then just do it. Find a way to do it because... Right. I don't know. Life is short.
Life is short. Look at that. Just a little snippet of wisdom.
And it's really
right
not
there.
That much time out of your life.
Yeah. I think the challenge, though, is more like the ability to balance time. And I think you did a pretty good job. I don't know. No help to me, probably. But
just skip class when you're tired, and then everything's fine.
Yeah. But I think not everyone's quite as good at that as you are. I mean, if I skipped class, I felt like I missed like a month of school.
Yeah.
So it didn't fly for me. Well, so there you go. So really, kind of the tidbit there is just do it, right?
Yeah.
Because I know, I think I graduated with someone in high school that she finished, but she's had like three or four kids in between, like starting and finishing. But
well, yeah, gotta do what you gotta do.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a few more questions on for you. I'm going to switch gears to career here in a second. But on top of being a mom to Cruz and our now one-year-old pup, Maverick, you've been a big part of the success that our gym, Iron Alley, has seen in the year that we've had it open. So how do you find having your own gym has changed things since working as a personal trainer at a commercial gym? Because that's how we met, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah, I can do whatever the hell I want. I can buy whatever the hell I want and put it in there. I can do whatever I want with my clients. It's so nonchalant about it. It is, because working at a commercial gym, you're like tied down to whatever they want you to do,
yeah,
and how they want you to do it. Whereas, like, we don't want to be about sales and like pressuring you and saying you need a personal trainer and you need to spend $1,000 a month or whatever it is on working with me, where it's like, no, I think the goal is to teach you how to do everything yourself. Mm-hmm. So I don't want you to be a forever client that comes all the time. Like, I want you to taper off and maybe eventually just be programmed or figure out how to do what you want to do on your own. Yeah.
So I think what that sounds like to me is like you're kind of trying to teach your clients autonomy, so that when you do, you know, eventually venture out onto your own, or you're done training with them, or with you, they're done training with you, is that they can go and, you know, be confident in a gym without you being there.
Yeah. Because
I think that's kind of what we learned and what we decided, you know, as a lesson that we would not do with our clients, is that the dependence on us. I know at the end of the day, it's a great kind of perhaps money-making tool, but to have dependence on you as a trainer is probably not the best thing, right? Because you eventually want them to grow out of it and all that stuff. So having that ability to tailor the way you train is a big win, I think, is, you know, for being your own, having your own gym.
And not having to, like, harass people who will walk in and already know what they're doing and harass them to be your clients.
Yeah.
Like, you... when you run your own business, you don't really get the rejection because you're not chasing people that maybe want a trainer, but they're not sure. People come to you because they already decided that they want a trainer.
Right. What was it, the stages of contemplation? Like, it was pre-contemplation. I always think of it this way. It's like, as someone that walks into a commercial gym, and of course as a trainer, you approach somebody and you see perhaps they even thought about it before, right? Mm-hmm. And you're trying to almost impose a little bit of, you know, what you could offer. Whereas now people understand the value of you as a trainer, and then they approach you perhaps, and you don't have to necessarily do the, you know, the pressury sales type stuff, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's what I like about it. And we even have a policy in our gym that there's no approaching other members. I mean, they can ask you as a trainer if you want to train them. But there's no, like, asking members and stuff. So I think for me, that's kind of been one of the best things, is we've kind of created this culture that, you know, we respect the members and we give them the space, and then they come to us. It's really actually, there's a lot of times where I'm asking members things too, like, right? So much so that they're even bringing equipment in for us, which is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Which is pretty nice. Actually, didn't Troy build us a... Thanks, Troy, by the way, for one, building us the chalk bin, which is huge. It keeps, you know, a lot better than the big Tupperware box that we had before.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the stand. We now have a barbell stand. Four barbells, I think.
Four
barbells. And it's solid and it's perfect. So thank you, Troy, for building that for us. It looks really nice. And a lot of the members have noticed and appreciate that. So so now we've kind of segued into talking about the gym and what we do. Under the brand that you created, She Who Conquers, your personal training business has grown nicely. We've got some loyal clients. We have boot camp members. What does She Who Conquers stand for? And how did you come up with that name?
Coming up with a name, I don't know. I just have a knack for coming up with names for things, like Iron Alley.
Like Cruz. Ooh, she did come up with Iron Alley, too. We're going to get to that in a second, though.
But I think the idea of being able to do stuff with your body is more important than looking a certain way. Like, obviously, you want to be confident in the way that you look. But the way that you get there can be through getting strong and like knowing what to do and being confident. So that's kind of the idea behind that.
Yeah. And I think that's how you've always trained clients anyway, whether it was at the commercial gym or now, right? And even at the city, right? So not even so that you've had some loyal followers come from.
Yeah.
Other regions of the world.
Yeah.
Pretty much, you could say. And I think that's pretty cool. Actually, I'm a little jealous of your logo design because it's pretty sweet.
Thanks.
I'm going to have to knock it off, to be honest with you.
No.
Okay, fine. He Who Conquers.
See, that sounds dumb.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it's okay. I've got my own thing going on, but I just like your logo. So
yeah. Anyway,
kudos to you.
Nice.
And yes, and I like that it stands for that. And I think that's what's important is now the trainers we have in our gym, they all operate under their own brand, you know, their own style of training, and they all kind of represent themselves. And I think that's what we were hoping for when we first started to have empower kind of these trainers to be themselves. And I think that's kind of worked out pretty well so far.
Mm-hmm.
So remember that degree that I tried reading out?
Yes.
Can you say it one more time? What is your degree in?
It's a Bachelor of General Studies in Education with a double minor in Curriculum and Instruction, so teaching basically, and Counseling and Human Development.
Now, isn't that a mouthful? Like, how did they decide that was going to be a title? I guess you decided because those were the minors that you decided to take, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I also have like 3/4 of a psychology minor, but actually probably more than that. I probably needed like one more class,
which you can't. There was no way you could have added that or finished it, or could you?
Not before Cruise came around.
Okay. So could you technically still go back and get that?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm not going to right now, but maybe.
All right. And so for some of you that didn't know, my sister Rochelle and Misha, they graduated at the same convocation. They finished at the same time. And yeah, it was a little bit of, and congrats, by the way, Rochelle and Misha. But what was cool was I think they had the option, or they were contemplating whether continuing school and not finishing. At least Rochelle did, right? She was thinking about it.
Yeah.
Or continuing. But they decided to finish together. And I mean, my sister already has 2 kids now. So it's quite a handful talking mm-hmm. about school and babies.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still thinking about pursuing perhaps whatever your degree, you know, would allow you to pursue now that you have it in your back pocket?
Well, I could go one of 2 routes. I could become a teacher, which I'm not going to do.
That's 100%. Is the final answer?
Yeah, because they don't get paid enough, and I don't enjoy other people's children as much as I thought I might. And the other option is to get a master's in counseling, which I might do one of these days, mm-hmm. but not at the moment.
Okay. So there's a couple of avenues that you could take this. Well, one really, not the other, because yeah. you don't want to be a teacher anymore.
Yeah.
That's fair. Well, at least you've decided, right? And I think obviously what we're doing now keeps us pretty busy.
Yep.
What do you say about these people that are undecided about what they want to finish in school? Because you made a decision and you've, you know, had a couple of minors mm-hmm. in your degree, but what would you say to someone who's like, I don't know, I gotta, you know, I'm just starting, I don't know what I want to do? You just say, just finish it in whatever it is. Can you hear Cruise, everybody? That's Cruisy.
Probably just like start taking courses in everything.
Yeah.
Like they usually always fit into a degree somehow. So if you don't know what you want to do, then just take like a science course and a math course and an art course and whatever, and then you can go from there. Maybe you'll find something that you really like that you right. didn't expect.
So it's kind of like have a breadth of courses that you can kind of, it'll help you decide.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. So we're going to get a little intermission because as you can hear, the Cruisy is a little bit restless. So we'll be back here shortly to continue the interview. All right, now that we have a little bit of a break here from my interview with Misha, I want to take this opportunity to ask you guys to please subscribe to the podcast. This is my best way of knowing that you find value in the Fit United podcast and what we're doing, what we're trying to do. And I'm open to all the feedback that you guys give me, whether it's on the reviews or if you can hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, even on my website, fitunited.com. Let me know, guys. I really appreciate it. Anyways, that's our little break. Let's get back to the rest of the interview here with Misha. Okay, we're back. Cruzy's got some puffs in hand, and I think he's content for now. Anyway, we only got a few more questions left, and then I got some rapid-fire ones that I think are kind of fun. All right, so talked about school and about people who are undecided about, you know, what they want to finish and just kind of go for it and try different things. I actually want to switch gears a little bit back to our gym. I know it feels like a big plug, but really, I thought that was a really interesting story about how you came up with the name and the idea of the gym with your mom. I think it was you two that kind of came up with the idea, right? initially anyway. So how did that all come about?
Well, I was working at a gym similar but not in Vancouver, and we realized that there was nothing really like that out here. Mm-hmm. So
that's right.
We thought we could do it.
So we created something that was obviously smaller and more community-based and stuff. But what about the idea, the name of Iron Alley? Because obviously your background is powerlifting. And I think that's kind of how we wanted to tailor the gym initially, right? It's kind of a powerlifting but community type gym, right?
Yeah. Iron Alley. I don't know. We kind of thought that you had to make, you should make a name that can have an aesthetic go with it. Mm. So like the gym kind of looks like an alley. We have some like brick walls and stuff like that up.
Right.
An iron, because
metal. Yeah. Lots of metal everywhere clanging.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we're getting more kilo plates.
Yes, we are. On the way in the January.
Next year. Yes.
Yeah, they're ordered. They're coming.
So for you powerlifters out there, we have one set. We're going to get another set now, which is pretty sweet, because I know when it's busy, it's kind of almost a sharing situation where we got to share all the kilo plates. So we're going to have two sets. Yeah. Speaking of iron, though, the name Iron Alley I thought was really cool, because it's not generic, but I think it's specific enough that people understand, okay, well, there's metal going on, but also not like, you know, I don't know, crush a gym, or like, you know, pigeonholes you into like every day you got to listen to hard rock metal and, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's soft, but it's not.
Yeah, and I think that's what I really like about it. It's kind of, I had a different idea, but I think it was voted out, my idea. But I think our motto speaks to it all, and that's United in Fitness, because that's really what we wanted, is to, doesn't matter who you are, you can come in and crush a workout. So anyway, enough about our gym. Obviously, thank you for coming up with the idea of the name, because that's your kind of forte.
Mm-hmm.
It's just coming up with names and things.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
Quick answers, and then we have some one worders. And then I have three final questions for you that are kind of, you know, thoughtful and thought-provoking and insightful. Okay, here we go. What is something you think everyone should experience in their lifetime?
Something, I don't know, drinking a bubble tea.
You heard it here, guys, drinking a bubble tea. If you've never drank one, would you say we recommend it?
Yeah.
Not on a regular basis, though, perhaps.
No, it's like really bad for you, but they're delicious.
But if you could indulge in something, she's saying a bubble tea, and I agree. There are some good flavors. If you have any if you would like any recommendations, let me know. And if you have any recommendations, if you do have bubble teas, let me know.
Yeah. All right.
What is the wisest thing you have ever heard someone say?
I thought we weren't going to talk about this question.
No, you chose two other ones.
Right. I thought that was one. Okay. The wisest...
What is it?
I don't know.
No next pressure. Question. Next question. Okay, we'll come back to that one. That's a tough one. All right. If your home was on fire and you only had time to grab three things, what would those things be?
You said aside from people.
Well, aside from, right? Yeah, obviously, okay. And our dog.
I would get my ring.
If you're not already wearing it, right?
Yeah. Which, if this is like the middle of the night, I would not be. I would get the box of crap that I have in the bottom of my closet, because it's all like knick-knack stuff.
It's not crap, though. It's obviously somewhat sentimental to you.
Yeah, and all like important documents and stuff. And then I would grab my diploma, because that thing costs a lot of money.
It is an expensive piece of paper. That's
grand,
true.
Oh boy. Exact.
Right. So, yeah. Good point. Anyway, so those would be the three things you would grab.
Yep.
Excellent. I like this one. This is kind of funny. I think we kind of talked about it a little bit before. So, perhaps when we first started dating, these were criteria that you may have had, but I'm not sure, because I don't know if I met those criteria in the beginning. Here's the question. What are or were a few non-negotiable characteristics someone must have or must have had in order for you to want to continue to date them?
Well, you have to have a job. Yes.
Right, a job.
Yeah, obviously. Pretty essential. You need a job. You need to be, interested.
Any job.
Yeah, okay, so an amendment to that.
Right.
Is you need to have a job, and if it's any old job that's not a career, you need to have a idea of where you want to go.
Right. So some ambition is what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay. Number
taken,
two,
ladies. Right? Ambition.
You need to be interested in fitness.
Fitness, very important.
Because.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And then you need to have good dental hygiene. That's freaking disgusting. If you don't brush your teeth or floss.
Right.
On a semi-regular basis.
Semi-regular. Wow, this is
Do you floss every single day?
I had a water pick, and you like hit it for me or something.
Yeah,
that's kind of my jam.
It's a pain in the butt.
It is a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
But either way,
you need to be fresh.
Right. Okay. So oral or dental hygiene is important. You hear that, guys? So in summary, you need a job, or at least a mission to get a job.
No, you need a job
and ambition at
and
the same
ambition
time.
Like if you work at McDonald's, okay, but you need to have like some short-term plan to get you
right.
Somewhere else.
There you go. Okay, fair enough. So you heard that, guys. What was the second thing?
You needed to be interested in fitness.
Fitness, of course, super important. And then dental hygiene. You heard it here, guys. Dental hygiene, fitness, and ambition with a job.
Mm-hmm.
In one sentence, who are you?
I am I am a mom, comma. Business owner, comma, low patience, comma, actually in brackets for bullshit, comma.
This is a well-formed sentence.
I don't know, 24-year-old, blah, blah, blah.
Boom. You heard that, guys. So in sum, that is who you are. All right, here are some easier ones.
Okay.
One-worders. How do you like your eggs?
Scrambled.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall?
I used to be a summer person, but now I'm kind of digging fall.
Okay. Fast or slow?
Slow.
This is going to be a tough one. You got to choose.
Okay.
Ready?
Mm.
Squat, bench, or deadlift?
Okay, so I'm going to always say squat because that's my best. Lift.
Right,
deadlift comes in second, and like everybody else on the planet, poverty bench is in third place.
All right, squat. All right, I'll say that. What is your squat? What was your personal best?
My personal best.
Because it's greater than mine.
Yeah, 275.
You hear that, guys?
That was like 3 years ago, though.
I've been out squatted.
Yeah.
Sweet or savory?
Salty.
Salty, savory.
Savory, yeah.
Okay. Really important. Crunchy or smooth?
The answer is always smooth.
Okay.
Always.
Anyone have a debate
Rashawn
on that?
John. It's smooth.
Smooth.
Right, Cruz? Smooth.
Okay, before we get to our final three questions, we're going to wrap it up here. How can people find you or get in touch with you? All right.
How can they find me? They can use my phone number.
All right.
At 604-788-4809. Or you can find me on Instagram.
Call her up.
I have a website. I have a Facebook. I live in Clayton Heights across from the dog park. So, like, you can find me.
What is your Instagram handle, you goof?
It's She Who Conquers PT. Or if you want, like, a billion photos of Cruz, you can request to follow me at Misha M. Green, I think it is. Misha Green, something like that.
Is it on your She Who Conquers?
Maybe.
All right.
I don't know.
She doesn't even know her own name. Okay.
No.
So that's how you can get in touch with her, guys. Three final questions. If you had the world's attention for 30 seconds right now in this podcast, what would you say?
I would say that anything that you think you want to do, you're hesitant to do, you should probably just do it, because what's the worst that could happen?
I like it. I like it. Just go for it. Mm-hmm. All right. Second to last question. If someone could ask you one question that you wish you could be asked, what would that question be?
I've been thinking about this for like 3 days. The question would be, should I start on the laundry or should I clean the bathroom first? What would you prefer?
Well, what is your answer to that question?
Start the laundry and then clean the bathroom.
Now, is there any reason or logic behind that?
Yeah, because while the laundry's washing, you can do other stuff and then you can come back to
multitasking.
It. Yeah.
I love it. And finally, guys, this is the final question. What is your definition of living your best and fittest life?
Making sure that you can find a balance between the things that you need to do, like exercise and eat healthy, and then also enjoying your life, like having a bubble tea.
Or a nap from time to time.
Or a nap, which is where we're going now.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, thank you for joining me on this first interview on the Fit United podcast. Anything else you want to say?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Thank you. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye. All right, guys. That is my interview with my wife, Misha. Hope that was as fun for you guys to listen to as it was for us to record it. So this is my fun way of reaching you guys that doesn't require you to be sitting on your phone, scrolling up and down mindlessly. You can listen on the go, whether you're commuting or during your workout, having a bath, whatever. I love communicating and being able to talk and listen to you guys. And that's what gets me fired up every day. So with that in mind, if you have any topic suggestions for the podcast, have any questions or comments, feel free to send me a message on the Anchor app. Send me a message on Facebook, facebook.com/fitunited. On Instagram at kevingreen.fitness or at fitunited, or on our website, fitunited.com. I'm going to have all those links there in the show notes. All right, Kevin here signing out. I will see you guys on the next one.